My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, I have an incredible guest for you again. Her name is Amanda Perry. So I know Amanda through the e-com business world. She is a force to be reckoned with. She so graciously shares her story from bouncing back from bankruptcy to incredible success and all of the mindset tricks and hacks that she learned along the way. She is so raw, so honest, so open, and I cannot thank her enough for being on the podcast. So welcome to the podcast, my dear friend Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. God, no one asked me that back, actually. I'm great.
You have rude guests. Yeah, no, I'm really good. Thank you. Very good. Enjoying a wet, miserable May day, as you know, why wouldn't you? In Britain in May, who wouldn't expect snow and torrential rain showers?
Yeah, four seasons in one day. That's what we're having right now in the UK for our international listeners. It's great. So as I mentioned in the intro, Amanda Perry is basically the e-com expert, the woman that you need in your life if you have a product business, if you are multifaceted, if you're an entrepreneur, and she has the most amazing story. So I would love you to share everything because there's even things I'm just learning about.
What an intro. Yeah, there's quite a lot to get through, isn't there? Yeah, what an intro. Thank you. So I am Amanda Perry, as you said, Kirsty. I currently have an e-com growth agency called Soup and the e-com growth hub, which is a small business training platform. We have like 600 small businesses in there, and we're kind of teaching them how to do their own digital marketing, take control of their own growth and their own success. But I guess really my story starts, I've been in business about 15 years, and my first business that I had was really kind of successful in air quotes and grew quite quickly, quite big. Mm-hmm. It was a cake company, and I ended up with 7 shops and 100 staff. And it was just, thinking about it now, it was chaos. It was absolute chaos. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Everything was on kind of intuition and excitement and enthusiasm. And so it won't come as a surprise to anyone that it failed quite spectacularly after about 7 years. So I'd had a decent innings. But yeah, after 7 years, the wheels well and truly came off. I've been holding them on with a cotton thread. And I ended up bankrupt and pretty much lost everything, which is quite common, I guess, in business, but it's not common when you look at, you know, a cupcake company and like a girl. I was a young, you know, a young woman in business, and the stories you hear around bankruptcy tend to be really successful businessmen who've kind of used it as a strategy, as part of their growth, of shedding like, you know, parts of their businesses and stuff. So it was a really difficult time, and I definitely had a few years in the kind of wilderness years where I really didn't know what I was doing. It had really taken a toll on my mental health and my whole outlook on life in the context of, you know, mindset and stuff. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I could start building something that felt good and felt right, which is where I am now. And the businesses I have now, I'm kind of 2 or 3 years in, and I feel like, you know, I'm over that period, which was just so dark and so desperate.
And thank you for sharing like so much of that and being so honest as well, because I think it takes a great level of vulnerability to actually be able to share that story and to say that openly to people. A lot of people keep things like that hidden away.
Yeah, it's interesting. It took me a long time to talk about it. And I think I talk quite a lot about how you know, we all in kind of entrepreneurship and business, we all talk about how we celebrate failure, and failure is great and it's part of the journey. But when you've actually been through it, we do celebrate it, but we only celebrate it when you've come back out the other side. You can only really celebrate it in the context of success again, which is why now when I talk about it, people want to hear. But when I was in the middle of it and desperate and there was no real conclusion to the story, I can promise you that no one wanted to know about it then.
And I guess people just don't know what to say in that situation, that, you know, it's hard to know how to help somebody in that situation.
Yeah. And the guilt and the shame and the, you know, you don't want to talk about it. You feel terrible. Mm. There's never a bankruptcy or a situation where no one else is scarred or you're not scarred. You know, there was people that were owed money and I put everything right that I could, but it was a really, really awful, chaotic situation. Mm. And, you know, we lost everything, and that takes a certain amount of grit and tenacity to kind of come out of that. But I don't really blame people for not wanting to know, because it's not a great place to be. But one thing I do find now when I talk about it, whenever I talk about it on whatever, Instagram or podcasts, or I always get messages from people who, I remember when I was going through it and when I was kind of facing bankruptcy and had to really face up to it being a reality. And I was Googling, like, I was trying to search for, you know, women who'd kind of accidentally found themselves bankrupt, like hadn't, you know, it wasn't part of a plan, or, you know, it was this kind of, they got into it by just being a bit naive and not really understanding business. And I just couldn't find anything anywhere. I couldn't find any examples of anyone that looked remotely like me. And that's what spurs me on to talk about it now. I don't want to be like the poster girl for bankruptcy, definitely not. But every time I talk about it, I do get messages from people saying, you know, I'm going through exactly the same thing, or I'm facing the same thing. And what you said really helped me see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So I think it's important to talk about it, isn't it?
Oh, and also, like, we always talk about this on the podcast, but to be raw and to show that honest side is the way that people resonate with each other now. Like, in 2021, we've all been through this huge shift. We all look at the world slightly differently. So to see people's stories like that, I think there's never a better time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's interesting. I've been doing quite a lot of work on LinkedIn recently, and I think we've almost gone too far. Like, yeah. we only connect with these really deep, kind of vulnerable stories. And I think we're in danger of, it's this kind of attention economy, isn't it? Where if we're only ever going to get the engagement and the likes and the shares that we want from this really deep kind of vulnerable content, where does that leave the kind of lighter side of life? And how much do we talk about that? And how does that affect our mindset? I think that it's a really interesting topic. It's something I've been thinking about quite a lot recently.
I think it's fascinating. And I spoke about this actually with Jules, and it can be like negative manifestation, right? So when you kind of spur people on in that situation, if you're around that all the time, you know, you become what you see, what you think, what you read.
Yeah.
So we have to take it with a pinch of salt. You know, it is like the day and the night, isn't it? The dark and the light. And like, let's just find that balance somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I heard a great term the other day. Someone was talking about LinkedIn the other day. And I don't know if you spend much time on there, but there's this real kind of classic content that particularly men will use on there. Like, male marketers will use this kind of really long form content where it's just line after line after line. It's really annoying to read. And I heard this amazing term, which was broetry. It's like this new type of broetry that's like out on LinkedIn. And I just thought that was a brilliant term. It just really accurately describes this, everything just feeling quite heavy, and you have to invest quite a lot of emotion in it, you know, and living in this state of vulnerability, it can take its toll.
It definitely can. So just like, come back round onto that then. When you were in that state, what did you do to sort of get yourself out of that? Because your mindset is obviously going to be very tumultuous day to day. It's going to feel different. What were the types of things that you did to help yourself?
Listen, I don't joke about it now, but I make light of it now, but I was in a really, really dark place, like a really dark place. I'd lost a lot of my friends, family issues kind of came out of it. I was in a really dark place and I was on medication for some mental health stuff, which is kind of part of the reason for the downfall. You know, it was just a whole host of stuff. But obviously coming out of that, I was still under, you know, on this medication under supervision. And then I guess I just got to the point where I just had to take control of it. Like I had to, I set up a few businesses. We, you know, didn't walk away with anything. So I kind of had to get back into gear again quite quickly. And the turning point for me really was working with a money mindset coach, Dominique Mullally, who you should get on the show, actually. She's absolutely
just brilliant. I've seen you brilliant. Talk about her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She's brilliant. So she's a financial advisor and she's also, you know, mixes that with kind of all the woo-woo stuff like NLP, you know, all the mindset stuff. Yeah. So I was really anti. I remember at the time some friends were talking about like The Secret and stuff, and I was like, what is this absolute bullshit? Like, what are people talking about? I was in such a negative place at the time. And it was only the fact that she was like a financial advisor that really kind of pulled me in. When she started talking about crystals and stuff, I was like, oh, I think I might have come to the wrong place. Like, you know, that Homer gif, like sneaking back into the hedge. And I just really liked her and really liked what she was doing. And one thing that she made me realize that I always go back to was I was keeping myself in this place of being skint. I kept using the word, you know, I'm skint, I'm broke, I can't do this, I'm skint, I can't do that, I can't afford it. And I was keeping myself in that place because I had so much guilt around everything that happened. I felt like I had to be broke. I had, you know, I deserved it and I didn't deserve to kind of be successful. And if I could keep, there was a lot around it, but I really kind of discovered that through working together. And honestly, it's no exaggeration to say that realization just changed everything. Just understanding that by doing that, I'm not helping anyone because I owe money to my parents and, you know, and I wasn't able to pay them and I was keeping myself in this place. And it honestly did change everything. Just realizing that just really unlocked something. And from that moment onwards, I started to make it. I started to be successful again. I could see a really clear path forwards.
I find that so fascinating as well, because I'm all about like law of attraction. I believe in it so much. Yeah, I, you know, whenever you've been through traumatic times, whatever they are on whatever scale, your mind is the thing you need to take control of to push yourself forward. Like mindset is everything. I say this all the time. So it'd be so interesting when you talked about, you know, walking down this path, what was it linear for you, or did you still have those battles going on like through your growth?
Do you know what? It was pretty linear. Like it really was. Once I really look back at that moment, that realization is like a, you know, the mind blown emoji. It was like, my God, I'm doing this to myself, you know. I'm not saying it was linear as in, you know, I opened my laptop and checked my bank and there was a million quid in there, but it was linear as in it just kind of lifted something off me and it gave me that. I think it took away a level of kind of shame and guilt that I could see was just working against me. And it helped me just see a way forwards that I just knew what I'm not even going to say I knew what I wanted to do, actually, but I knew I had a business at that time. I had this baking kit subscription business, and it was small, you know. We were kind of working with really small numbers and I'd grown it, but working with Dominique and working through those blocks, just made me realize that I didn't even want to have the product business. I wanted people come into me to, because I'd grown it through Facebook ads, people come into me to help them. And it helped me see that, you know, that was where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in a service business. I hated the stock ordering and the fulfillment and all the ops behind the scenes is just not me at all. And it, so that's what it helped me see really quickly. And I think by having that breakthrough, it gave me the confidence to go for it rather than just thinking, oh yeah, that'd be nice, but I've got this, so I'll carry on here. I think that that was the crux.
That's, to me, it's so fascinating, because the thing that really stands out for me is people feel that they should be doing that thing, right? Like, you've got the product business, so I've got to make that successful, even if it's not in line with what you really want. And you knew that, like, intuitively you knew this isn't me. And that takes, again, like, so much strength to step away from that thing that you're growing again.
I have this conversation all the time where I'm like, it doesn't have to be this hard. Why are you making this so hard for yourself? And I know that sounds really flippant, and I know, again, you know, the whole context, taking things in context, there are people out there who have to work long days and multiple jobs, and but in the context of having your own business and having that choice, some people really, really make this stuff hard for themselves, and it doesn't have to be that hard.
What advice would you give to someone, say someone's listening right now and that's really resonating with them and they feel that they're in the thick of it? What advice would you give to them?
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Because everyone's situation's so different and so complex, you know. I have the, depending on what side of the fence you're on, I have the privilege or not privilege of not having kids, not having a family, I don't have those considerations. So for me to make that choice was it was fairly simple, you know. I could just make that decision. I think that people just really have to not be afraid of, like, quitting isn't always a bad thing, you know. Quitting and then starting again with the experience that you've learned, quitting's probably the wrong word for that. That's about just realigning and kind of optimizing the work that you're doing for your life. So many people I speak to have it so, whenever I speak to a client, a coaching client, when I had coaching clients, I'd start with their kind of life vision and then working back from that and looking at how they're running their business, and so often they were just at complete odds with each other. And, you know, if someone's got young kids, they've got young kids, kids aren't young forever, you know, they've maybe got 2 or 3 years until they go to school, or a year or something. And they're also trying to focus on building a team and getting a unit and growing this business. And that's just not the right way to do it. It's not necessarily the right way to do it. You know, perhaps a better way is to get a fulfillment house and have that laptop business you can run from home while the kids are young. And then start looking at growing the business in an in-house way in a couple of years' time, once you've established those processes and built a remote team and, you know, you understand a bit more about it. So I think it's about alignment, I suppose, isn't it? And about making sure that your kind of plan for the business is in line with your life plan.
100%. We talk about that all the time, like coming back to your core values, right? Like, there's no judgment. Some people's are family. So if it's family, why are you trying to push yourself into that huge business? Or someone is money.
Yeah,
like, success is money to them, and yet they're not really working. So, like, get yourself down there and work. I totally understand that. And what's amazing is that, like, everyone's path is different. Even if you do a slightly similar role to somebody, the way you do it is totally unique, and like, that's the power.
We're all so different, aren't we? We're all so different. It amazes me every day when I look at my team, and I, particularly Debbie, my kind of right hand, like, everything. She's literally the right hand side of my brain. It just amazes me how much she loves a process. Her perfect weekend would be at home working on a spreadsheet that she's got time to sit down and think about. And, you know, that's her like relaxation. And we meet on so many levels. We're like, we're literally one person. And yet we're so different, yeah. You know, human beings are so complex, yeah, aren't they?
100%.
And so I don't think there's ever a kind of one path fits all, but as you say, it's about coming back to those core values.
Mm, absolutely. And also not being afraid to step into that. So I would love to know, when you started Soup, let's like not be humble here. You've like grown your team through lockdown. Like you start before the pandemic, how many people did work for you? I can't remember now.
So we left the office last March, a team of 5, yeah. And we go back now, like this week, a team of 27.
So, I mean, let's take a moment for that. That's massive. That's amazing, right, to have gone there. But isn't that a reflection of showing that you are now in the right thing that you should have been doing?
Yeah. And it comes back to that alignment, doesn't it? Once it's all kind of in flow and in alignment. And I don't even mean that in a mindset way. I mean, once you're on the right path and you've got that kind of traction going, then it does become easier, because that's when you start building a team. And that's when all these things you hear about in business happen. I remember in my first business, I was like, when do we start making profit? Like, when do we actually start seeing yeah. some of this money? And when is it you turn that corner that people talk about, where you've got other people doing stuff for you and you're off on like jet skis and stuff? And I'm not saying that's happening. Obviously, we can't travel, but it's what, you know, when you're in alignment and when you're doing the right thing and when you're actually helping people, that's when you start seeing the things that you're meant to see from a successful business. Otherwise, you've just got a really expensive hobby.
And look, you talk about that a lot, actually, and I noticed that in a lot of your copy, and I really, really, really do love that, because I think much, much earlier in my business, when I worked, at one point, I really do think it was that, and I'm brutally honest about it. My whole outlook and business has changed. But at one point, I look back and I think, what was I actually doing? Like, how was that a business, you know, in the early days, just basically like posting on Instagram? Like, that's not what it's about, you know, like people building businesses off Instagram. For me, it's a no anyway.
That's terrifying to me. Terrifying. I mean, depending on when people are listening to this, at the moment we're going through this phase of, I mean, I'm sick of the sight of Instagram. Yeah. Like, it's just a ghost town, isn't
it? I know.
If you've built a business on there, then that's like, that's a scary place to be, isn't
100%.
It?
100%. I mean, I've always been like, I've built an email list since day one. So, you know, that's where yeah. everything is, because you own your email list and you own your website, and that's all you actually own. So, yeah, exactly. You know, it's something to bear in mind if you're listening.
Yeah.
Not to put the fear into anyone who's got that, but just going forward. So I would love to know, Fanny, I mean, you've been so generous with everything you've shared, but if there's like one hack or like mindset, like thing that you do within every day to kind of keep you on track, something that you come back to that really, you know, sets you in your alignment.
I think there's probably two things, and I mean, don't roll your eyes, it's absolute like mindset 101, but the first one that I'd really underestimated was gratitude, just like being grateful for what you have instead of always thinking about what you don't have. And the way that I started to understand the impact of that was literally just to like write 3 things on a piece of paper or in my notes app every night when I got into bed. And it could be, I could have had an awful day, so I was grateful for was like getting into bed at the end of the day, or, you know, the food on my table or whatever. But then some days would be great and I'd be reflecting on, you know, a really good deal or whatever that might be. And the second one is kind of aligned, but abundance. Just, I see so many people that are so terrified of their competition, or like angry about their competition, or terrified that they've missed the boat, and oh, I can't talk about this because they're talking about this. And just understanding that there's plenty to go around. I mean, God, I've got a market, like, how many marketing agencies are there in the world? You know, millions and millions. And you would never go into it if that's all you thought about, if all you were thinking was, oh, that exists, I better not do that. So really, really staying kind of grateful and abundant. Mm-hmm. And like a real simple one is just believing that it's going to happen. Like just back yourself, you know, knowing that you deserve it and that it's going to happen, and kind of holding that vision is really effective.
I love that. That's so powerful as well, because we talk about that a lot in meditation practice, but actually, like, that's really hard to do that. That is a daily practice. Like, you have to train your brain to be able to do that. So it's really empowering. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's so much you can do, isn't there? There's so, you know, I started kind of going down the, like, Joe Dispenza rabbit hole and stuff. You know, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. But I think if you're not kind of really sold on mindset stuff, reading stuff like that will just blow your mind even more. And I think something else really worth saying, I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this or not, but when I kind of did Dominique's course, and, you know, I was like, oh, crystals, that's way too far. Then as I started getting into it, I was like, maybe I will explore a bit more stuff. And I got some crystals, and I was talking to someone that was a mentor I was working with at the time. And I said, do you work with crystals? And she was like, I have them. Yeah. She was like, I don't know if they work or not, but if all it takes is me sat rubbing something and there's a slight chance, even if it's just like psychosomatic, that it's going to work, I'm doing it, you know? And I think it's a really good point. If you are skeptical about this stuff working, give it a go. Like, what have you got to look, you know, for a week, just write down everything you're grateful for, three things you're grateful for every day, and by the end of the week, it's incredible the difference that it makes just to your mindset and your outlook.
No, I totally agree with you on that. Yeah, completely. And even if it's not like that physical thing, it can be something else. You know, I talk so much about neuroplasticity, which is really hard to say, by the way. And you create new pathways in your brain. So you're not decided, right? Like, your brain can evolve every year and every day. And if anyone takes anything away from this today, look at Amanda, like, look how much you've changed, what you've done, and you believed in yourself and you've built this incredible life. But it's not just like all success, you know, you don't take, you give so much back, you give away so much for free as well, so much advice, so much knowledge. So your value you're giving back into the universe, that's your abundance as well.
Yeah, and that's really important to me. I think if you don't have that kind of virtuous cycle of making to give and giving to make, you know, well, not giving to make, that's the wrong way around, but, you know, you make more, you give more. And I think that cycle is what keeps it going, isn't it? You see so many people who are so kind of afraid of giving up their cash, and it's never a happy story, is it? There's never a happy story behind
absolutely. Well, I feel like, I mean, honestly, I feel like we've covered so much. I'm so grateful for your time. So where can everybody find you so they can connect with you?
Best place after completely running it down is probably Instagram. Just at Amanda Perry. Yeah, that's probably the best place. My website, amandaperry.co.uk, but come and find me on Instagram.
Thank you so much for your time today, Amanda. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Kirsty. See you later.
That was amazing, wasn't it? Amanda is honestly this incredible wealth of knowledge. I feel so privileged to have had her on the podcast this week, and I really hope that some of that openness resonated with you. Anything is possible if we put our mind to it. So bearing that in mind, closing the eyes, and we're going to just slowly begin to move into our mini meditation. Allowing yourself just these few minutes of time just for you. Letting the words that Amanda just spoke about resonate over the body, over the mind. And just taking a nice deep breath. trying to draw the breath all the way in through the throat, the chest, down into the belly, feeling that expansion, trying not to force anything, making sure that we don't use the muscles. We energetically breathe into the body. As we exhale, we release. The breath comes up from the belly, the chest, and the throat. Gently release. Breathing deeply and almost feeling this gorgeous wave of motion of the breath, feeling light with your inhale. And relaxing with your exhale. And just, I want you to this time bring both hands onto the belly, and I want you to really feel this connection with the breath, drawing in. And breathing out. Letting everything else fall away in this moment. Gently releasing any thoughts that are coming up for you in the mind. Remember that it is so natural for the mind to wander in a meditation practice. It is normal. It is part of being a human being. But try to let go of anything you're holding on to right now. As we breathe into the belly, we feel the connection with the hands, the body, the mind, and the breath. And just slowly beginning to find your own natural rhythm, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. If any thoughts begin to come up in the mind, we just try to let them go. And with your next inhale, I want you to think of a word just for this meditation right now, how you feel, how you want to feel today. One word with every inhale, no judgment on this word whatsoever. Whatever word comes up for you today, knowing that something may come up different tomorrow. You can revisit this meditation as much as you want, and every time you will have a different experience. With your exhale, you just release and let go. Inhale. Exhale. Thinking of that word just for a few more moments here. Letting go, letting that word float out into the universe, allowing it to be carried away. Allowing the hands to relax. Nice deep breath. And as you exhale, just gently opening the eyes. Thank you so much for being here for this episode of the Mindset and Me podcast. If you are looking for more help with your mindset work, do check the show notes. I have a free resource of 66 days of mindset prompts. It takes us 66 days or time to build a new habit. So why not give that a go? One little prompt a day for 66 days, and let's see if we can create that shift in mindset. As always, come and say hello. I am at Kirsty Rayner or at Mindset and Me Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Take care.